Blog Talk Radio.
I guess you wonder where you at. This is the Get Down. Epiphany Radio, the For Real Entertainment Network, the next phase in online radio. Baby, get down.
Happy.
Good evening, good evening, good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to Epiphany Radio, the For Real Entertainment Network. Tonight is the Get Down with your humble host, Van Meadows, a.k.a. Poetic, and that guy, Mr. DSP, The Dark Knight. Ladies and gentlemen, I give you J. Rob the Wise Son. What's good, bro?
Now, how am I supposed to come on this esteemed program and try to give beautiful commentary after such an elaborate and audacious introduction? Thank you, Van Meadows. I want to say thank you. And what's up, man? How you doing?
Doing pretty good, bro. Doing pretty good, you know. Just chilling,
happy Friday Eve, man.
Happy Friday Eve, bro. And what a Friday Eve it is, man.
Whew. And what a Friday Eve it is going to be.
Indeed.
The event page is going to be so lit tonight. Not lit, but so lit tonight. I just hope they're ready.
I hope they're ready,
too.
I just hope they're ready.
Because, bro, we finna go. I mean, you started it off with the Forever My Lady, but.
Had to let Jodeci in bring us in the right way. But before we go any further, the dial-in number, if you are listening in online, is 319-527-6300. And press 1. When you get here, if you're already here and you desire to be recognized on the Get Down tonight, go ahead and press 1. Tonight's show, ladies and gentlemen, is sponsored by none other than Raw Links. Why be average when you can be raw? I got mine. You got yours? Let's give a huge shout out to not only the CEO of Epiphany Radio, but he is also the CEO of Raw Links. Ladies and gentlemen, author Larry Maddox, a.k.a. For Real, the Poet Douglas. Hit him up, y'all. Say thank you for Epiphany Radio, or go ahead and order you some Raw Links.
Stop being bashful, y'all.
Stop being so shy. Come with it. Come on. Get these Raw Links.
Get
now.
These Raw Links. See, they're going to wait till the last minute. Them Raw Links is going to be gone. They're going to be like, I want some Raw Links. How come I can't get no Raw Links, man?
Get me some links, baby.
Please, baby.
Ah, man, you had your
Van and I are going to be like, nah. Get away from the stage, baby. We don't sell drugs here. Nah.
So, J-Rob.
Van Meadows.
Broski. Broham. My brother from another mother.
My brother from another mother when no other would say they were my brother. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. How could I be of assistance to you, sir?
Broski, are you ready to let these people know what tonight is all about?
My pleasure. Ladies and gentlemen, tonight, take into account that it is summer madness. It's the beginning of July. The proms are over. That was June. Now it's July. July, August, and September. That's wedding season. Good weather, good people. So Van and I have this kooky idea because a lot of people write their own wedding vows. How are good at you at writing wedding vows? For you, someone else, or for the poetry community. So tonight, We want to know, can you write a moving wedding vows piece? You know me and Van want to stretch the boundaries of your pen. Show us what you got.
Show us what you got.
Well, if you remember that Prince movie, remember Prince when he said, come home, I'm sorry, Mars Day, when he said, come home, baby, where's your guts? You want to make love or what? So, can you write a moving wedding vows piece? And let me tell you something. Like, I've performed at a couple of weddings. Van has done some stuff as well. You know you wrote a dope piece when the audience comes to you and like, can I get a copy of that?
Right.
Listen, I know it's anywhere, but can I get a copy of that? That was fire.
Yeah.
Heck, I did a piece at a funeral recently, and they're like, hold on, bro. I'm going to need to hire you for when I die. That was incredible. So you know as poets, we moving people, man. But when you at someone's wedding.
We are.
When you're at a wedding and you write something for the audience, and if someone in the audience wasn't expecting that because they didn't know poetry was on the menu, and you touch someone in the audience, and they're like, man, can I hire your man? In other words, how can I be down?
Yeah.
So that's it, poets. We ain't asking for a whole lot. We just want to know, can you write a moving wedding vows piece during wedding season?
I think you can. I think you can.
I believe so. See, I'm of the opinion, I think they can too, Van, but you know, sometimes the audience needs a little bit of a push.
Absolutely.
Sometimes the audience needs a little push. So how do you propose that we give them a little bit of a push?
We start the show with you giving them your rendition of a moving wedding vow piece. That's how we give them a push.
Okay, I can do that. I can actually do that. You know what? Calm down, y'all.
Keep quiet. Go ahead and raise your glasses. Because after he gets done his speech, we want to toast.
Really? That's where we at?
That's where we at, bro. That's where we at.
My brother. Ladies and gentlemen, y'all know my brother Van Melissen. He treats me no good. I get no quarter with him. So.
Hey, man. Sometimes you have to recognize and honor greatness. So. Come on, y'all. He's ready to get started. I promise. J-Rob, please go ahead and get that.
You got it. Let's start this one off right. So, ladies and gentlemen, we're in Central Park in New York City. It's a beautiful day. The bride and groom have written their own vows. And the groom looks at your boy and says, he wrote my vows, baby. And you step up, and his piece is entitled, And Then I Met You. I must admit that I've had some good days and some bad days, and even walked in a fog of indecisiveness like a purple haze, and forgot who I was before I found you, and you found me, and you saved me. I met you and it felt like all my romantic memories finally had positive possibilities, and everything I ever wanted to give my best manifested itself in the flesh. I mean, I finally know what being complete means and what it feels like, because I want to protect everything about you, make you proud of who you chose you to be, whatever needed to be, whatever I needed to be, and to make sure that you see the best version of me. You know, I ask God, how could someone so perfect see all of me and even in my deepest of flaws and still tell the world I'm all yours? Because you are every romantic poem that I have ever written in human form. Every line I've put my pen to and prayed poetically for, you are my deepest metaphors, my wettest teardrops. You are my happiness in a dress. And I promise to protect everything that you are to me in this life, because I never want to lose you in this life twice. So here I am, promising to worship the ground that you walk on, kissing your feet from now on and so on. With that being said, let's honor our ancestors properly and be each other's dowry. So forget about jumping that or any other broom. And just jump in my arms, ring the alarm, and allow me to honor the queen that you are. You know who loves you. And that's that peace.
Ladies and gentlemen, please toast to that beautiful piece by J. Rob, the Wise Son. Bro. Bro.
Broski, yes, sir.
Can I talk about my favorite lines of this piece? Can I just talk
Please.
About real briefly? Before I talk about it, let me just say that this was a dynamic, moving piece of wedding vow poetry. And you said some things in it, man, that tugged at the heartstrings. You said, I met you, and it felt like all my romantic memories finally had positive possibilities, and everything I ever wanted to give my best manifested itself in the flesh. Bro, as a brilliant scribe, you are truly, truly a beast with that pen, my brother. And this demonstrates that. What a moving piece.
Me, man. I'm just a humble servant to the poetry gods, man. I'm just a humble servant, but hey, thank you. I'm glad you dug where I was trying to take this, man. Because I was thinking of someone's wedding that I'm going to perform at, and I wanted to find out if I could get away with something like this. So
yeah, definitely.
You quantify that. So thank you for that.
No, man. Thank you. Thank you for sharing your gift with us.
No. But listen. I'm going to ask you a question before you do anything else. How do you feel about wedding vows being written by the persons that are getting married?
Man, I think that is one of the most vulnerable and transparent things that you can do as a person. Because it causes you to look deep within yourself and express how you truly feel about this individual that you are wanting to spend the rest of your life with. And for me, if I were to do that, it would not be something that I would practice. It would not be something that I would have written. It would be something that I would just say in that moment. Because I feel like I'm eloquent enough to articulate my words in such a way that even I would be moved, especially about the person that I love, especially about the person I want to spend the rest of my life with, especially about the person that is standing here looking so gorgeous in her wedding gown, trying to hold back tears so she don't mess up her mascara, her makeup. Yeah, I think that is one of the most significant and sincerest ways when you write your own vows and speak them to one another.
Mm-hmm. Well, in that vein, let me do what I'm supposed to do. Come on, stop standing next to me. Walk up to that microphone, and I need you to go ahead and get on down. Stop playing, man. Come on, come to the mic. I'm moving away. Come on, do your thing.
All right. Since you just threw me out there, this piece is called Then Came You. Somewhere between life and eternity is where I want to exist with you privately and publicly. See, I have never felt a love like this, and I would never want to miss out on an opportunity to be loved the way you love me. From this day forward, in front of God, family, and friends, can we make the ultimate commitment to each other in this chapel with God forever, never leaving the sanctuary of our love, dedicating each breath of I love you to the heavens above, so the return on investment of our pure love can be unparalleled and felt in the universe by all as we see. The look in our eyes transcend love and light. I never want to imagine a life without you as my Mrs. Wright. Every time I think of heaven on earth, your imagery appears, and I value you and your worth. There is a level of loyalty in your eyes that brings a smile to my heart. So please let me be the first to start, removing any doubt about whether I want you or need you, because you make everything in my world right, even when things go wrong, because you are my effect, sending rippling waves of happiness every time we connect. So this day, I'm honored to be yours forever, and I'm overjoyed that you want to be mine as your love cures my heart that's been shattered into brokenness. So many times I thought I was a mess, but then came you. Then came you. In peace.
Okay. Ladies and gentlemen, y'all don't know this, but I had to give this joint 5 stars. 5 mics. 10 hand claps. And a standing ovation. There's a jazz piece that's all violins in the beginning, that this piece will fit perfectly. And it came to me while you was doing this piece, before I give you my favorite lines. But bro, this is masterful. And I say that because you and I have got to record this. We got to record it, and we got to find 2 sisters who can give us their version of what they would say to a guy and make this a seriously dope video. But, bro, what you said in here, this is, oh, my man. I never want to imagine a life without you as my Mrs. Wright. And every time I think of heaven on earth, your imagery appears as I value you and your worth. There's a level of loyalty in your eyes that brings a smile to my heart. So please let me be the first to start removing any doubt about whether I want you or because you make everything in my world right. You when things go wrong because you are my effect. Sending ripple waves of happiness and every time we connect. So this day I'm honored to be yours. Forever. That is banging.
Thank you, bro.
And I know I
appreciate
say this a lot. But when you hear a piece of poetry that touches you, sometimes you got to sit back and be like, damn, I wish I wrote that. Damn it, I wish I wrote that. And you had some lines in here that I just read over that said, yeah, I wish I wrote that. I'm going to have
bro,
to
I was reading yours thinking the same thing, bro. I was thinking the same thing. Your piece, bro. Just phenomenal, man. You, hey, man. You know, I love love. I love romance. And this is I love writing about it. There aren't enough words. There aren't enough ways that would make me stop writing about it. I have to be crazy to not write about love, romance, especially wedding. Oh, man, wedding vows. Enough about me. Enough
Listen,
about my wonderful.
Valentine's Day is beautiful, but to be able to come up with something that will stand the test of a whole lot of sand in the hourglass. Bro, them wedding vows? Y'all could be as mad as hell, But if you remember what those wedding vows were, and y'all have a real sit down, and imagine you have it printed, and y'all just got to a nasty argument with each other, and you're like, I need you to do me a favor, read that to me. Because if this doesn't mean anything to you, then I know we're on our way out. I don't want to read it. Read that. You could be as mad at me as you want to. I want you to read that to me for a second. And because there's going to be a piece in there that made her cry. And the same thing for you when you read her part. And you can stop right there and be like, okay, so now where do we go from here? Are we still going to be mad at each other or are we going to work this thing out?
Right.
Because then if we don't work it out, then everything we just read is bullshit.
Absolutely.
Man.
Absolutely.
That's why I wrote, let's be each other's dowry. Because jumping the broom, that's not an African tradition. We didn't bring that here from Africa. That's something the slave owner said, nah. Because, you know, the slave Bible said that God didn't recognize people that look like us. So the only way we could ever be married, not married, marriaged, was jumping over that their broom. And then you jump over and give each other a kiss, and now we married. But, bruh. In the motherland, it was a dowry. Bigger than dowry. Yeah, the father put that dowry up because I want you to take my daughter's hand, and now we're going to merge families. So that's that line. That's like, let's be each other's dowry. Create some generational wealth and make each other happy, unbountiful. Just be dope. So I'm like you. I'm a hopeful romantic, even though my heart was hurting, I was a hopeless romantic. But I'm a hopeful romantic, and someday I want to write something that's dope for somebody.
Yeah, I'm gonna keep writing this stuff. May have to borrow a few of your lines though, because I'm a little jealous about the lines that you wrote. I can't lie,
bruh. Mi la pluma, usi la pluma. My pen is your pen.
Thank you, bro.
Pen is your pen. Yes, sir.
I don't know about you, brother. We got some poets lined up in here tonight that is dying to let out their wedding vows. Peace.
Go on.
What do you say we open up these lines and gets blessed by some of this romantic ambiance?
I like where your head is at. Let's open them lines, shall we?
Absolutely. First up on the mic this evening, ladies and gentlemen, we have none other than Divine Demon. What's good with you, bro?
What's happening, Broham?
I'm good, man. How y'all feeling?
Hey, feeling pretty good, man. How you feeling?
All right. I'm a little tired, but like y'all said earlier, today is Friday evening. Tomorrow's Friday. So I'm going to...
You ain't got no job. You ain't got nothing to do. We're going to get you. Oh, my bad. Wrong show. Wrong.
Wow. Wow, really?
My bad.
My bad. Man, this brother's family. You ain't supposed to do that to him.
My bad.
See how they do that, Rob?
In the words of DMX, that's your man. That's your man.
It's true. It is true.
No, but I'm good. I'm happy to be here. This is actually one of the highlights of my week, so I couldn't wait till the show starts.
Love it. We're glad that we could be a part of the highlight of your week, bro.
And if I may, I just got hit on the back channel from a listener who wanted to say, "Hey, Divine Demon." I'll hit you with a back channel to tell you who. I'm not sure if she wants me to say her name out loud over the air, but I just want to let you know someone was saying hello, brother. Someone was saying hello. So that means thank you for tuning in.
Absolutely.
That's probably one of my three fans. I only got four fans, probably one of the $3 ones.
Hey, dig it. I know I'm one. I paid
I'm
my
one.
Dues. I hit your Cash App. I know I'm one because I hit your Cash App. I'm good.
Dude.
So hopefully they hit the Cash App too, or it's going to be somebody else.
I done stayed up till 1, 2 o'clock in the morning listening to my brother. Yeah, Wolf Hours. Where my Wolf Hours folks at?
Indeed,
Wolf
you did.
Hours.
That's dope. So everything else is good with you, bro?
Yeah, man, I can't complain. Everything is good. Getting ready for the summer.
So far, I ain't complaining about much. Not on air, anyway. Not on air.
As they say, it could always be worse.
Yeah, that part right there.
Yeah.
So, hey, listen. Did Van tell you what tonight's theme is?
I heard it earlier, and I saw it on TMZ. We're doing wedding vows today.
Yes, sir. See, this is a man who pays attention to the news.
He does.
When I sent it to Harvey, I was like, come on, man. He said, I don't know if it's going to be, if I can make it on there, Jay. I'll see what I can do to let people know. I said, Harvey, come on. How often do I ask you for anything? And Harvey said, you don't ask for nothing, to be honest. I said, so can I get some love? My man, Divine Demon, seen it. You know what? I'm so good. I'm going to be quiet now. I'm going to let Van take it from here. I'm good now.
All right.
Where my scars at?
Hey, man.
I ain't saying
nothing. Divine Demon, my brother.
Yes, sir.
I'm glad you saw it on TMZ and not Media Takeout. I appreciate you. We appreciate you. Media Takeout, it might have been a little different. But
right.
But my brother, tonight we want to hear your wedding vows piece, your moving wedding vow piece. So if your piece is locked and loaded, bro, go ahead and get on down.
All right. I want you
to confide in me and trust me, love, like, and lust for me. I want you to have an internal crush on me. I want you to hover about my space as I take my place, reaping your waste because I'm hungry for a taste. I want you to be perplexed and hexed by my words and my mind-blowing sex. I want you to allow me to swallow your sweat after I make your spine wet. Then you're right in the sky. He's the first, the last, and no one will ever be next. I want you to trade your inhibitions with my exhibitions like a barter. Engulf me with your softness while I lick you faster. My tongue gets harder after all that. After you baptize me with your cat, I want to be the magna. I want you to be the magna for my Carter. You be the fire. I'll be the starter. I want you to be so amazed at my displays of foreplay, more play in my forays of pleasure that you thank God for allowing me to come to you. Then you're confused because I be unto you. My spirit has spirited as I come through you. I want you more than ever in this lifelong endeavor. I want you, and I want you to want me too. Let's get married. I want you, Krista Gifton. In peace.
Yo.
Woo!
Go ahead, Jay.
Yo. So, is this the kind of shit you're going to say to her when you put the wedding ring on her, or is this the kind of shit you're going to say to her when the minister says, the bride and the groom had written their own vows and would like the audience to be exposed to their love. And points to you and says, go ahead, young man. You go do that. Is this that piece?
Well, I'll put it like this. Y'all said write a moving wedding vow. So I tried to write something that would move and connect with her soul.
Yes, you did.
Yeah, you did that.
Yes, you did. Yes, you did. Van Meadows, what say you?
Man, listen here. Listen here, listen here. As soon as he started off with that music, I knew we was going somewhere. I knew it. I knew it was going to be a problem.
Why is that?
He said, because, man, that's a wedding song. I mean, we talking about Jagged Edge. Meet me at the altar in your white dress. We ain't getting no younger, I must confess. Bro. And your piece, and you looped it so that we could just get that effect. Bruh. This piece was very moving. Very, as they say, very, very, you see what I did there? Very swoon-worthy. This was a very dynamic piece, bro. Another reason why I'm a fan. You understood the assignment. And you came through and you delivered. Bro, hats off to you, bro.
Thank you.
We might have some problems, man, if you was writing at the J-Lo, because I had to roll up on you, man.
I would run up and put my arm around you and be like, that's just Jenny from the block, fam. Just Jenny from the block. Let that go.
Right.
That's just Jenny from the block. Van, don't even look back. That's just Jenny from the block.
Nah, man. We have me and Chris got an affinity for certain women, and she happens to be one of them.
I would let Chris rock out, and then I'd be like, oh, Taraji.
I don't know. Is he going to let me have the other one? Chris going to let me have the other one?
Like,
you know which one I'm talking about. You sent me the video. You know which one I'm talking about.
Wow. I tried, Chris. I'm walking over here. There you go.
Nah, man. Dynamic ink, though, bro. Dynamic ink. Man.
I appreciate it.
We appreciate you, brother. Now that we've gotten that out of the way, brother, you get to kick off the shenanigans on the dance floor.
Okay.
I mean, you're the only one out there, so you might have to dance with yourself for a minute. I mean, just for a minute.
Right.
I'm sure we have some more people coming out there, but you know, you get to wrap your arms around yourself and slow dance.
That's okay, because I got long arms, so I can do that.
There you go, brother. There you go. All right, brother. We're gonna get you one over there. One love, one mic, man. Appreciate you, brother.
Y'all stay cool.
Ladies
you too, big bro.
Our brother, Divine Demon in the building. Man, yo, J-Rap, bro, did you hear that piece, man? This is what we're in for
tonight? That's your man. Yeah, I hope so.
That's definitely my man's. Definitely my man's. Well, we're going to keep this party going, Jay. We're going to keep it going, man. Ain't no need of slowing it down, right? So we're going to move from one of our brothers to the musical one, musically inclined. None other, y'all, than C-34 Music, y'all. C-Double in the house. What's good, bro?
Hey, hold on for just a second. Let me address somebody. Creflo, I don't give two dangs about you. You better get up, get out there, and get me my money. Okay, I'm back. Okay, we're good now. Okay, thanks. Hi, how are you?
You are such a fool.
Oh, Lord. So,
well, here's a question. How are you doing?
Well, I may be back in the lab. pretty soon. Let's put it like that.
Go on.
Things are shaping up.
Yes.
Things are shaping up.
Yeah.
All I got to do is move some stuff over, merge it, and then the renovation is complete.
So you're back in the lab. All right.
We're about the mic to grab.
All right. All right. I'm digging the possibilities of forever that's about to come through.
Yeah, it's been incubating for quite some time.
That means we're going to have some good stew. I'm just dying to hear something that sounds like my keeper knocking. But that's just me because I'm selfish. That's just me because I'm selfish. But I believe in the power of the CW. 34.
Yeah, nothing like, nothing like that, them shows like Reba on CW, you know. We got to watch those shows sometime.
Without question.
Absolutely.
Without question.
Absolutely.
Y'all going to get my name right sooner or later.
So, is it my turn, Van?
It is your turn, bro.
CW.
Yes, sir.
Since you're in the lab,
mm-hmm.
I'm going to make a slight assumption because tonight, bro, it's wedding season, man. You know,
okay.
And with it being wedding season, we're asking everyone to write some dope wedding vows. Something moving. Now, I know who I'm talking to, so I'm not even going to ask whether or not you understood the assignment. I'm going to move, man, because I'm going to take that chance. Like Jazzy just said, some of us are just willing to take that chance. I'm going to take that chance. I'm going to move Van out the way because, you know, it's my brother. But I'm going to move him out the way, and we're going to let you do what you do when you do that voodoo that you do and get on down.
Okay. This piece is called The Vows. Just be my lady, and everything will be all right. Just be my lady. I'll love you every day and night. Just be my lady. I promise you that everything will be all right. Starting here, starting now. I want to take this time to enunciate vowels and my vows to you. For Better or Worse isn't a comedy created by Tyler Perry. And Sickness and Health isn't medicated and sponsored by Big Pharma. Or Richer or Poorer didn't hire Susie Orman or Dave Ramsey and didn't put us in ghettos or mansions. Till Death Do Us Part, I hope is not a blood sacrifice. The fact is I'm asking you to be my wife, my earthly paradise. Can we focus on marriage here? I know you want a big wedding presentation. I'd rather for us to prepare intelligently in financial strategies. I know that's not the romantic thing to say on this special occasion, but I've been planning on forever with you since day one, when I laid my eyes on you. You changed my ways when you came my way. For so long in this moment I pray that you and I would get here and we become a fixture. Loving you is spiritual. It's my ministry. It's clear to me you're all I need. I'm giving my last name Ferguson because eternally we'll merge as one flesh. As my heartbeat boomerang back to you as yours to mine as it's meant to be. Picture in this masterpiece entitled Epiphany. This day, this minute, right now, I can see forever in your eyes. I see justice in our peace. I'm here to love you for life. You're one in a million. You're my chance of a lifetime. I promise all my love to you. You are who I desire to be my bride. Is that all right? All you got to do is say yes. When we get married, we'll have a big celebration and send invitations to all our friends and relations. And we'll have a ball dancing and all when we get married. 'Cause you're my piece.
Look at you invoking some Larry Graham up in there. They were talking about when we can marry. Now look at this. Listen to your man, Van. Dropping that joint when my man had the white pimped out joint kicked to the side. Spanking on that joint. Like I'm like, man, listen to your boy. When we can marry. Anyway, I could do that forever. But the thing is, that's a dope-ass song, and that's a dope-ass piece. I got no argument. Not one.
Thank you so much.
What's to you, Van Meadows? No, thank you. Thank you. Hey, Van.
I'm so mad at you right now, bro. I'm really... I'm trying to keep myself together, and I'm mad at you because of those last few lines. My father used to sing One in a Million to my mother faithfully.
Mm-hmm.
That was his song for my mother. So every time I hear that song or lines from that song, it makes me think of her. So I'm mad at you right now, bro. Mad at you right now.
I just had to take it back to when I was in high school, and this is how people discovered me, singing Larry Graham songs.
Oh, that's what they did. All right.
Yeah.
All right. My man.
And, you know, the piece itself was beautifully written. You had another song in there that I can't really, I don't really know if I like it yet. And it's
Which
that
one?
Snow Allegra, that Snow Allegra song. I can see it in your eyes. And the reason why I don't know if I like it yet, if any of you have heard it, the musical arrangement gives me Michael Jackson vibes, right down to the vocals. And I'm having a tough time really liking the song.
You know I can help you with this. You know I can help you
ahead,
with this.
Please do.
What's my favorite group?
Men Condition.
What was their second big hit? We're not talking about
brown,
Pretty Brown Eyes. That was the first.
That was the first one. The second one was it was You Send Me Swinging, right?
Nope. I can see forever
in
your eyes.
Okay. Great. Yeah. Okay. So that's where that came from. I love it. Now you got to go listen to the Snow Allegra song. I can see it in your eyes.
Yep,
you have to. So, yeah. And you let me know what you think when you listen to it. But I love this piece. But like I said, you really got me. You really got me at the end. You got me in my emotions and my feelings right now, too, because of the ending. But thank you. Thank you for reminding us at just how timeless music truly can be and keeping it alive in your poetry. So thank you, brother.
You're quite welcome. Anytime.
Now, We got Divine Demon on the dance floor. We're about to have C-34 music on the dance floor. Hey, man, get out there, have some fun, stick around, and we're going to keep this party going, bro.
Yep, one love, one definitely mic. Do that. One love, one mic to both of you.
Peace, King. Appreciate you.
As our brother, C-34 music, y'all. Man. I got to compose myself, bro.
Should we go to commercial while you take an inhale break, brother?
Nah, I'm good. I'm good. I'm
sure.
Good. Yeah, I'm good.
All
let's
right.
Let's keep the party going. Let's keep it going. Next up on the mic, ladies and gentlemen, we have Amelia T. Davis, Poetical Angel Queen. Welcome, Amelia.
Good evening, Kings.
Good evening.
Very good evening.
So
I was sending you an inbox at the same time you opened my mic. You're upset at him, but so am I, because he sounded like somebody I once knew. Let's put it that way. So I have attempted to rise to the occasion, and we shall see what y'all think of this poem. It's fresh ink.
Uh-oh. J-Rob, you hear this?
Wait. You mean to tell me you wrote some fresh ink? I got to ask a question because I know who I'm talking to. Is this some erotic fresh ink on topic?
No. How would you, what would you be getting married naked? Like, I don't understand the question.
I live in New York. I live in New York. I've seen it all. I am a professional poet. People have asked me for some stuff that I wasn't comfortable with, but the money was good, so I did it. I was young, and I needed the money. So I just had to ask. So if your piece is locked and loaded, then I'm going to take the laughing boy with me. We're going to move to the side, and we're going to let you go ahead and get on down and do something really special.
Okay, so this piece is called My Vows to King. You are the best of my heart. You're absolutely the rhythm that keeps me alive. The day you stepped into my world was the moment my life began again. Your eyes, bright orbs of forever, as I fell into the vision of your soul. Your voice is a melodic baritone, a rhapsody of love. My beloved Chocolate King, you are everything I waited for, and so much more. When I am in your embrace, I'm swept away to heaven. I need to feel your lips tenderly upon mine until the earth stops its rotation. Your sweetheart has me wrapped up in you, golden and pure. The intelligence you have is making love to my mind constantly. I'm mentally prepared to give you all of me now and forevermore. Every bit, mind, body, and soul, our royalty flying across space and time, creating a universe of our love, a king and queen joining together to bring a force unstoppable. No foe will ever destroy our castle of heaven. Blending together to create a swirl that is a delightful and delicious dessert of chocolate and peach, a cake that will feed us throughout our years together into the twilight of our lives. Let's hold hands and walk upon the stars, gliding across the Milky Way into a chocolate forever. Hold me tight in your strength and admiration, creating a super cosmic experience that isn't temporary but permanent. Our spirits intertwine through our love, respect, and devotion to each other. A dance of the eternal, a heavenly ordained romantic melody that ebbs and flows. King, come and fly with me to our love nest upon the clouds. Rose petals shall be our bed as our bodies satisfy each other's lust upon our marriage bed of always. This is more than just physical, but two hearts pumping as one. We embrace, respect, compassion, fire for each other. I want to pledge to you on this day my fidelity forever. I will stand by your side during any hardship, financial or health. I shall devote myself fully to our relationship, expressing myself in a honest and open communication, acknowledging you as the head of this union. I want you to know from this day going forward, I shall love you with every beat of my heart. I promise to submit to your kingship within our life's journey together. A king, a queen, united as one, always, until death do us part. Musings of Emilia T. Davis, a.k.a. Poetical Angel Queen. And peace.
I'm actually digging that.
Wow.
Go ahead, Van.
I was going to say, for this to be fresh ink, Amelia, this is actually a really good poem for this show, for the topic, for you stretching yourself. And as you know, I could see this being a wedding vow piece, honestly. Good job. Great work. J-Rap.
I really like this piece. I'm not arguing. I liked it. I liked it a lot. I thought that, well, actually, this was like right on target when it came to the topic. So I think this was really cool. And I like what you did. So thank you. Thank you. This was really, really a good piece and very apropos. Thank you.
Thank you.
Hello?
Kings. I'm so glad that you both enjoyed it. And one love, one mic.
All right. One love,
one
mic. Get
one
out
mic.
There on that dance floor. Ladies and gentlemen, Amelia T. Davis, Poetical Angel Queen. Get ready to come out there and dance for y'all. Man.
I guess you wonder where you at. This is the Get Down.
Oh yeah! This is the Get Down. We ain't come here to sit down. Let's go, y'all.
This is Epiphany Radio, the For Real Entertainment Network, the next phase in online radio. Baby, get down.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. This is Epiphany Radio. Tonight, as you just heard, is the Get Down with your host, J. Rob, the Wise Son, and yours truly, Poetic, the dial-in number. If you're listening in online and you want to get in, 319-527-6300, and by all means, when you get here, please press 1. If you're already here, go ahead, press that 1. It's okay. We only talking about wedding vows and poetry and stuff. Ain't that right, Jay?
Yeah. Yeah, that's all we doing. That's all we doing. Who ain't romantical? Like Bugs Bunny would say, who ain't romantical and don't want to talk about getting married? Y'all need to stop playing. Y'all need to stop playing. This is the perfect time of year. Got the air conditioner on. You sitting next to somebody or thinking about, everyone on this show is thinking about somebody they would love to have whisper some of this poetry in their ear on a nice romantic evening, all through the inspiration of the Get Down. You're welcome. Go ahead, Van.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
So let's see who we got next on the mic here tonight. Ladies and gentlemen, next up we have one half host of the Erotic Love Zone. One half host of Poetic Therapy. Ladies and gentlemen, we got La Pearl, La Negra. Hey, Danielle.
Hey, Van. How you know this number?
How do I know who?
We really want to go there.
How you know this number? I only called in on this number one time. I don't even know the number. How you
know this number?
Danielle. It's a new technology that we have. It's a new technology.
What?
Don't tell the secret, Van. Don't tell the secret. It's a new technology.
Wait a minute. Hold up. How you know this number? I don't even know where.
You know where you reside?
No, Van.
You know what that area code
is? Van.
Let me tell her the truth. Oh my God. Yo,
okay,
my head is a little messed up behind it. But it's all good. It's all good. Damn, I didn't expect that. Really,
I'm gonna tell you
to say we have 267. Who do we have?
I'm going to tell you the God's honest truth. It's a new technology that Van and I use to find out exactly who's who when they're calling in. It came in earlier from East Africa, and it's called None of Your Business. And we're the only ones that got it. So don't be asking how we know. We know.
Don't talk
it's what
to
we
me
do.
Like that. I'm in my feelings tonight. I'm sensitive.
And me and Van, matter of fact, I'm not even going to be in my feelings yet. Until is it my question? Is it my turn to ask the question, or is it yours?
It's my turn today.
Oh, you lucky woman that Van Metals is going to be asking you this question. You're a lucky woman. I'm going to just mind my business and have a seat. I'm going to have a seat because I know Van Metals has got this. Van got this. I'm going to mind my business. You're a lucky woman. Oh, you're a lucky woman. Go ahead, Van. I'm sorry for taking up your time, brother.
It's all good. It's all good. But I got one other thing to say. Before I send you to the mic. La Perla Negra.
Yeah.
You do know I'm the station manager, and he knows all.
You know.
Anyway, La Perla Negra, tonight, we're talking about moving wedding vows, poetry. Me and J-Rob going to move back out of the way and give you the mic and let you get on down.
All right, y'all ain't got nothing. I got a piece, but it ain't nothing to do with that because of extenuating circumstances. All right, I wasn't even supposed to be here tonight, but
oh my God,
come on, man.
Oh, okay. I'm sorry, you were supposed to hear that. My bad.
But I have a piece nonetheless. This is something I just started writing the other night. It ain't finished, but it's something. All right, here we go. When you're loved by a poet, something about your essence is expressed in your words. No matter who reads them, how they hear them or feel them, from the first time they are spoken, you will know that they will always be about you. Now, as long as we allow fear to keep us from being happy, we won't be happy. And some miss their chance because most don't understand what the truth in love is. See, love never claims. It simply allows and gives. But in order for it to work, a spiritual union, a connection is needed. And we weren't given a spirit of fear. Now, many have seen love in my eyes, but it left me and disappeared like icicles melting in the coming warmth. So my heart still stands alone at the shore, waiting to see it in the eyes that really see me, from the hand that shares my forever. As with all natural things in life, like the fire in the sky, one day it won't be tangible anymore. It'll be gone. But until then, I'll continue to hide what I feel behind a genuine smile because I don't know how to give up on love. I wasn't created that way. And all I've ever known is patience. And that's for now. What should I say to
you? Wise son.
I'm gonna keep my comments brief. Yeah, that's all right.
Oh, thank you.
Poem.
It's so fucking ass. Oh.
Did you just curse?
Yeah,
she did. I heard it.
I heard her curse too. She cussed, Van.
I heard
oh, Minnie Mouse. She cussed. Oh, Minnie Mouse.
You want to stop assaulting me with these violent accusations and words?
You just cussed at my mother's son. Oh, she just cussed at my mother's son.
You know what?
As in the third person. I'm gonna do my La Perla Negra impersonation.
Yo,
that was pretty decent.
Thank you.
That's all I got.
Yeah.
I have somebody hit me back channel, and much to my chagrin, for personal reasons, they said, please tell her that I'm really digging this piece. Can't wait till she finishes and gives us the rest of it, because it's really, really good.
Thank you, definitely.
That wasn't going to be my compliment.
But listen, I did, as soon as you started talking about the dowry thing, I did start writing, okay? So I am working on a piece. I have a few lines.
In all honesty, she said.
Don't you say it don't matter now. Don't you do that.
I didn't say it don't matter. I said the lady just said your piece is dope. She's like,
you.
I'm really digging her piece.
Whoever
she
the empress
like
is that said that,
I ain't giving out no names. She just said I could talk to you back channel. She just said the piece is dope. And she didn't like the fact that I gave her voice some cartoon characteristics, but we'll live with that. The fact of the matter is she said, your piece is dope. Can't wait till
Thank
she finishes you. And gives us the rest because she likes
Thank
your poetry. To my chagrin, because, you know, we'll have that conversation later. Because, you know, it's a me, you, and Van thing. But the fact of the matter is this is cool when other people hear your material and they dig it. And when they
dig it
enough that they're tuned into the Get Down, and see, you bless somebody that you didn't even know you was blessing tonight with that piece. And you was telling people,
I didn't write no poetry until this evening, and I'm just going to recite something else. Because I didn't write nothing because I wasn't coming on the Get Down tonight. So y'all get this.
And you bless somebody.
Oh, Lord. It's a good thing to bless people.
You bless someone. You never know who you're going to touch, and you bless someone who's in my circle, who I love dearly, who's a regular tune. She tunes into the Get Down regularly, and I love her for that. And she's like, yo, I dig the piece. So you bless someone unbeknownst to you. So
yeah.
I have to say thank you for that.
Thank
you.
You
didn't want to come on.
I didn't say I didn't want to come on. I did not say that. Don't you put no words in my mouth.
You just cussed at me, and I'm giving you a compliment. The piece was dope. The piece was absolutely dope. Even Janelle punched in.
Excuse me,
looking at me crazy.
Ding, 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 ding. The bell has rung. You go to your corner. Okay. Okay.
That'd be her, man. I don't be doing nothing. That'd be her. She talked about my mother's son.
Why, son?
I'm a
pearl and necklace.
Yeah.
Would you please let everybody know what you got going on Epiphany Radio?
Talked about my mother.
I shall try. Let me see. What do I do here at Epiphany? Okay. Alternating Saturday nights with Poetic. I am one half host of Poetic Therapy, where I co-host with the newest member of Epiphany family, Rob the Jim Bay poet, Morrow. And that's a place where you can come and relieve some mental stress through some open mic poetry and some healthy conversation. Every Wednesday night at 9, I am one half host of the Erotic Love Zone, where I co-host with my sexy, sultry voiced diva, Ms. Viatic. Y'all know how we do with the topic. It's up in the air, but we give you something. We always do. So y'all come on by Wednesday night and get caught up in the Erotic Love Zone. Back to you, gentlemen.
I hope I have a piece for whatever topic they come up with next week, Van.
You get your ass here Saturday.
I hear it, bro.
Okay, La Perla Negra, get out there on that Get Down dance floor and go ahead and release some of that negative energy over there, because you allowed him to create this negative energy with you. So go ahead on over there. I'll deal with him. But you go ahead on over there and get down. Ladies and gentlemen,
yes, sir.
La Perla Negra. Check her out every other Saturday and on Wednesdays. One love, one mic. And remember to take your socks off.
Good night.
Baby. Good night, John.
Danielle.
She's gone, bro. She's gone.
She can still hear me.
Whew. She can.
The piece was actually really good, though. I ain't gonna front. I would talk a lot of crap, but the piece was really dope. I mean, I ain't gonna tell her that. That's just between me and you, man.
Good job, Jay. Good job. Well, we got it. Next artist on the mic, Jay Rap the Wise Son. Are you ready?
Go ahead. Do it.
Are you
yes,
ready?
I am. Oh,
ladies
yes.
and gentlemen, please welcome Mother of Dragons. Hey, Mother of
Hold
Dragons.
Hold
up. Hello.
How
hey.
You doing?
What's going on, Mother?
How
you
doing?
Oh, chocolatey and what have you. How you good, right?
Yeah,
you're
I'm
right?
good.
Hey, yeah, I'll ask that question later on. It's so good to have. Wait a minute. It's my turn, man?
Dang it. Yes, it is.
So I'm going to let you say your hello. You get to say your hellos first, brother, and then I can do my thing. Go ahead. I'll be quiet. I swear, I'll be quiet. Go ahead.
Mother Dragons, it is so good
yeah.
to hear you tonight. How you doing? You doing
so
okay?
good to hear you tonight. I'm doing good.
Good. J-Rap.
My man. Mother of Dragons, what's going on, girl? How you doing this evening? I mean, I heard you doing fine, but I didn't ask you what you look like. That I already know. I'm just asking how you doing.
Oh, my gosh. Yes.
You're
I'm
good,
doing
Barry.
Good. I'm doing
That's
good.
What's up. That's what's up. And, you know, how are your hands? Those beautiful hands that you create poetry magic with. How are your hands, baby? You good?
They're wonderful.
I bet they are. That's what I'm talking about. Hey, dig this, girl. Just between me and you tonight. Tonight we're asking poets to write a moving piece of wedding vow poetry.
Yes.
My fantasy says, could you write something and just pretend that the minister told you to hold hands with me? And so go ahead and say that to that man. While my mother rolling her eyes, because she know how much I love dark-skinned women. She rolling her eyes, yet you say this beautiful piece of poetry. Your main man. I'm just gonna take my fantasy. I'm gonna move in out the way because I can see them eyes, and I want you to please get on down.
Yes. To my king, I pray for your successes, as well as your leadership in this relationship, and I will always cover you. Our love will be sacred. Like an ancient tree. It will be well watered because you will be my king as well as my daddy. Both terms of utmost respect. I will celebrate you as I will hope for you to do the same for me. I want our love to be rebellious and wild, and we will always be new to each other. And just as Obama and Michelle, we will exemplify power in every way. And as we heal and let go of our past, offenses and hurts, may we recognize the beauty in each other and be able to embrace the flaws, for our love is visceral. Black love is strong and unlimited, and may our love transcend the times and worlds. And as T'Challa reigned over Wakanda, you will forever be my king. That's that piece.
Before I allow Van to say anything, please allow me to say Wakanda forever. And I will definitely be your king, T'Challa, forever. And you and I will always be hand in hand. Through thick and thin, through everything that the world can try to throw at us, but they will never break our love. And I will just tell you this, as long as you continue to write poetry this way, my love for you will be part of the darkest part of the Black Panther. And I appreciate who you are when you do this type of poetry for me, your husband, and I thank you. And I thank you. Ashe, 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 oh, thank you. Van.
Whoa, whoa, whoa. Colonizer, we don't do that here. That was an exquisite piece of poetry. Despite what J. Rob the Wise Son say, he not your husband, ma'am. Him already married. Him married to someone else. I have to let it out the bag. I am available, though. I am free. J. Rob think he
do
can
not,
have multiple wives. He think, ah,
do not take the word of the Killmonger. The Killmonger is not a good man. Not a good man at all.
We don't do that here. We don't do that.
He reads other people's poetry and claims his own. But you know the Killmonger is one of those light-skinned African men who try to take the dark-skinned women for themselves.
Excuse me. Excuse me.
Your true king, you have held hands with. He talks to you from the back. And we tell you he loves you. We'll tell you daily.
I must say this. I must say this. Hey, Auntie.
I'm done. I'm done. I don't even have a comeback for that one. I don't even have a comeback for that. I don't have a comeback.
I
don't
I
have
am
a comeback.
In tears. I really am in tears. And, you know, the funny thing was that because last week I was like, I wasn't prepared, but this week, and I've been married before, but I didn't do my vows. And so I was like, I had to actually Google. I said, let me Google something. And then when I read it, I was like, oh, that's lame. So I said, let me come up with something original. Let me come up with some original. And because the vows, like, when I Googled it, it just sounded really like, just kind of like, stereotypical, you know? And so I was like, I got to do something different. And so this definitely was like one for the books. Definitely.
What would make this really dope, Van, she's spitting that piece, and in the background you're hearing, when I'm with you, the sun shines my way. And it would be just so dope while she's spitting that, you're getting when I'm with you in the background.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And then I slowly walk up to her, kiss her on her cheek and say, yes, I will marry you, and put my hands across my chest and say, Wakanda forever.
Yeah, but I'm telling you, but at the end of that, you got to hear, Ibambe!
Yes.
Ibambe!
Yes, definitely.
Really?
Definitely.
Really? You really agree with him on that one? You really agree with
he
him?
Does.
Oh, if we're gonna do Black Panther, we gotta do it for real. You know what I'm saying?
You don't have to go.
The romantic side of this conversation does not say Ibambe.
You don't owe the colonizer anything. It's just like him. Want to take from what we have. Huh?
Yeah.
I don't see this very often
on
the show.
Yeah.
I hate him so much right now because that is hilarious.
You're a mess.
And I didn't think of it first. I didn't think of it first. And that is so messed up because that shit is funny. So I'm mad at him because I didn't think of that first. That's funny. You got me. That
yes,
mother
sir.
Dragon,
thank
that
you.
Be him. That be Van. Van be starting.
No,
dope.
It's both of y'all. It's both of y'all. I'm gonna have to give y'all both a spanking. I really am. I'm both.
Do not threaten me with a good time,
of
girl. I will.
Please.
I will not wear trousers.
You already know. Yeah.
I already know how y'all roll. Yes.
But yeah.
All right, don't we about to be, this is about to be coming to America in the next couple minutes now. And, you know, y'all gonna have to push me on the floor, you know, so that I can go ahead and get my roll on and y'all meet me later on.
I would assume that you have sex with your babies. I know I do. Oh, I'm sorry. Wrong show. All right. Mother Dragons,
wrong
get you over
show.
To the floor.
You stop.
One love, one mic.
One love, one mic.
Ladies and gentlemen, that is Mother of Dragons with that piece. My goodness. Whew. See what you inspired tonight, J-Rob? Do you see this? Did
that
you
ain't
see
me.
This?
That was, don't even put that on me. That wasn't even me. Mm-mm.
Really?
You call me colonizer. That ain't me.
We're going to move on.
We got to move on.
That was, I
ladies
can't believe that was on time. Who do we have next, Van?
Next up on the mic is Epiphany Zone, currently one half host of Poetic Therapy, along with La Pearl and Negra. Ladies and gentlemen, we got the Djembe Poets, Rob Poetry Morrow. What's good with you, bro?
Yo, what up, Poetic? What up, colonizer?
Really?
No, yeah.
Really? Really?
Yeah.
I ain't going to be too many
yeah.
of them damn colonizers.
Yeah.
I ain't going to be too many of them damn colonizers. Not on my damn show.
Colonizer, take this, buddy. Take this.
You have a chance to hang up on them, man. You have... Van, take the shot. Take the shot, Van. Take the shot.
Nope.
Take the shot, Van.
My man.
Let him live. It's cool. You let him live. It's all good. I see how you living, Van.
Yeah, I love you,
I see how you living. You let him
yeah.
live. It's all right.
Now, I'm a man. Yeah, listen, you the man. I'm just visiting, bro, okay? You know, so.
No. You good with me, brother. You good with me. Me and Van going to have a long conversation later on. But you good with me, brother. You good with me.
Okay. Also, let me just remind y'all, you know, we're in respect to my co-host of Poetic Therapy, La Perla Negra. You did an absolutely terrible, terrible impersonation of her. How can you do her injustice like that, brother? Come on, man. Ladies and gentlemen, this is the perfect impersonation of La Perla Negra. Listen up. Hey, Jordan! That's it.
I was not ready.
Wow. Wow.
Oh, my God.
Yes.
Wow!
And I just returned to a piggy about a month ago. And you
wow!
Know this? Oh man! Hey, what can I say?
Oh, she gonna get you.
I love you, Danielle.
Wow!
Oh man! My brother.
Wow.
My brother. Thank you for putting me in my place. Thank you for putting me in my place. I appreciate it.
Don't mention it. This is all good. We just don't help each other out. You know what I'm saying? I am, you know, so.
But she going to get to you. Oh, she going to get you.
Well, that's part of the plan. I want her to get to me, please. Miss her, please get to me. But I'll be able to pull a proof test just in case, you know. So I don't know. But hey, so what's good with you guys? Oh, that's too funny.
You're doing good, bro. We. Oh man. Oh, we.
I'm
going to
miss
we
you.
Doing good.
Yeah, I gotta make sure my priorities are in order. You know what I'm saying? Make sure that I have full life insurance for my daughter.
Wow.
So just in case that just if I ever step across into Philly, you know. So yeah, you know. But anyway.
Oh man, it was good knowing you, bro.
He had one job. All he had to do is just come on and say hello. But no, he had to do impersonations in here. Colonizers and Jordan. The next thing he's going to be doing monkeypox impressions.
Oh, damn.
Oh, man.
Yeah, you tripped that for real, man. It's like, but hey, it's all about balance. Maintaining the balance, that's why I came back. Maintaining the balance of everybody, of our crew, of our family. So, you know, it's just like, you know, and if LaPearl, you know, she's mad at me about what happened, she'll get over it. So.
Wow.
Yeah,
just,
I'm definitely going to miss you.
You just poking the bear. You just poking the bear.
Yeah. Mm. All right. J-Rob, can you? You, I sent my brother to the mic.
I guess,
it's your turn, bro.
It's good to say that you won't be, holding them this weekend with me. So I'm safe.
This is true. This is true. Oh man. Well, I just did LaPearl the Negro. What are you talking about?
After LaPearl, it was. Mother of Dragons, and then we have our brother.
You're right. I can't say that you stole this one. You're right. Okay, so Rob Poetry Morrow, my brother.
Yes, sir.
Tonight we're talking about writing moving wedding vows pieces of poetry.
Mm-hmm.
So if you're ready, me and J-Rob are going to step back out the way, give you the mic, and let you go ahead and get on down, bro.
Yeah, well, you know, my black has never been married ever. And I was hoping to get married to Danielle, but instead of a marriage, I'll be attending a funeral, my own funeral. But anyway, so I'm going to give you something a little different. I think it more reflects on my ability to be prepared for marriage. So in my own unique way, this is entitled Weariness. Weary, flowing silence, thus unconditioned recollections, painful yet resilient comeback through chants of water and saturated soil, saying hello to congregations upon altars, gawking sunrises over desert terrain behind stained glass windows, opining generational achievements and curses left for the unborn, asking myself, did I make it? Difference. Can I escape our indifference? Can I set records straight as an inevitable came and gradually dissipate? Interior battles where prisoners aren't taken. Rising exuberance, enticing convictions to smile finally. Elders permitting me to shine at their discretion. Every essence I embrace, my family, my ancestors living within, confined no longer in corners of captive audience, giving unsolicited takes about discomfort they find in my journey. But I cease to appease their fear and their ignorance. I keep excelling, roused by drum rhythms and dances, dancers draped only in waist beads and black pearls, moving seductively in my mind to feel the power of this release. A pure climax, jubilantly letting it go. A great warrior no longer weary, recognizing his weakness to build his strength. Resting on foundations and complete habilitations, now making others discontent for my freedom to exist without consent. Amassing total callings of declaring my rights of passage, no more stalling. I move along in fertile spirit to breathe again, just breathe again. Returning from death's door. In peace. Rob Poet Jamarl, the Djembe poet, and so it is.
I'm digging that. I'm liking that
yes,
a lot.
Sir.
What I was digging about this more so was your cadence in this, because that wasn't what I'm used to when I'm hearing you. Because this cadence sounded contemporary, and I'm not accustomed to you doing contemporary cadences when it comes to your piece, and I love where this went. So, salute to you in this one. Salute.
Thank you.
Van Meadows, what say you?
I couldn't agree more, man.
I love this piece, man. I too love your cadence and the way that you flowed. And then there were certain pauses in your breath as you was reciting, which made it that more, the feeling of it that more real. You know what I mean? And, man, this is just some dynamic ink, brother. I appreciate you for it.
Yeah, thank you. And actually, I do appreciate the input because I really want to start getting feedback. And just like when I got on the call earlier, you were mentioning some of these songs that you were pretty critical of, and I duly embrace any type of criticism of what I can work upon, what I can do better. I'm open for it. So thank you for giving me that feedback, and like I said, I welcome anything, any criticism that you guys have. You know, that's for everybody, you know, because I want to be a better writer as well as a poet.
Oh, well, after the show, we'll definitely have that conversation.
Yeah.
Let's have a conversation, because there's a couple of things that what you do can help not just me and Van, but other poets as well. So definitely let's have that conversation and see what it looks like. Because we all are striving for the same piece of that pie of attempting to get better at what it is that we do.
Absolutely.
Okay. Definitely.
Mm-hmm.
Now, before we get you over to the Get Down Dance Floor, brother, let everybody know what you got going on in the Epiphany Radio universe.
Well, at least for another week, I'll be co-hosting with my vengeful friend, La Pearl de Negra, Love Therapy. Ain't gonna be no damn therapy after this. No, but seriously, it's gonna be not love therapy, but poetic therapy. Every other Saturday, it will be this Saturday from 6 Pacific, 9 Eastern. You know, I'll be there by myself. I'll be there hosted by myself because my co-host will be doing the over in Philly this weekend. So hope you guys have a good time. And also, there will be an announcement regarding the Vibe, and I will keep you guys posted. So it might be a little early than anticipated, but you know, you will be in the loop. So would that be
definitely?
All good.
All right, good brother. Can't wait. We'll get you over to the Get Down Dance Floor. Check Rob out this Saturday. Poetic therapy. Make sure y'all tune in. All right, good brother. One love, one mic. And take your sacks off.
One love, one mic. Peace. Baby, baby. Love.
Nice.
Ladies and gentlemen, that was Rob, the djembe poet, Maro. Man, we're going to go from one epiphany host to another epiphany host, except this time it's one of the sexy divas of epiphany, and she happens to host the Erotic Love Zone with La Pearl, La Negra. Ladies and gentlemen, I give you Miss VIP. Hey.
Oh, hello. How are you?
Very good evening. How are you doing?
Well, Diva. Hello. I'm trying.
Just talk slowly.
I am. I'm going to try. Yes.
You're going to be all right.
But yes, a very nice subject tonight. Very nice.
We be trying. You know, Vic. Van's got a very deep imagination, and times when we talk, sometimes magic happens, and then that's us.
Mm. There you go.
That's us.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
I hear that.
So here's the deal, and I just want you to take your time, because I know you're saying that you working on not coughing so hard, but, you know,
yes.
It's June. I'm sorry, it's July. We're in a wedding season. And we want to know, can you write a moving wedding vows piece? And if you can do that, we're going to step away, and we want you to go ahead and get on down.
Thank you. This piece is called As I Walk Down the Aisle. As I walk down the aisle to you, tears come to my eyes. My heart fills with joy, the joy that everyone can see. I'm joining my life with you, giving myself only to you. I need you to know that you are my forever. I don't want or need another, because with you, the sun shines brighter. The rest of our days will be lighter because we're about to be one. As I walk down the aisle to you, I see the love you have for me in your eyes. Throughout our relationship, I never stepped out on you because you told me what broke you, what was taken from you. I vow from this day forward to bless you, not stress you. Watch the Lord give back to you tenfold of what was taken, to keep him in our midst and the life we're making. Kiss you bestow, to smile only for you, keeping the glow. As I walk down the aisle to you, I give myself to you today in every way. We've been hurt in the past. We've shown each other our insecurities, our vulnerabilities, and loved on each other. Respected each other so much, we know our love will last. As I stand here next to you, a tear falls from your eye. I reach to gently wipe it away. You take your hand to kiss it. Our eyes meet, knowing our love is here to stay. So here and now, this day and forever, I pledge my love, all that I have, listening to you do the same. Our rings prayed over, then exchanged. My heart is lifted, feeling complete as I hear my new last name. And that's that piece.
Whew! Wise son.
She understood the assignment. Nah, nah, nah. This was that piece. Especially that ending where she's about prepared to take that new last name. Yes, she understood the assignment. She went, I'm trying not to cough my damn self. She rocked that. And I just got hit back channel. Another sister said, I loved it, that.
Oh, thank you, my sister. I appreciate it.
Quote,
I appreciate
quote, she said,
too.
Yes. Yes, I love that. She did that. So I have to let you know before I get somebody throw something at me for cracking jokes about it, but this piece was dope, and you understood the assignment,
you.
And I loved it.
Okay, Van Metals.
Can I just tell you, one of the sexiest things about this poem was that last line, you can't wait to change your last name. You know, I know in today's time, you know, it's not seeming as one of the things to do. I hear a lot of women who have not changed their last names after they've gotten married. But I see that as a sign of disrespect. And I say that because when someone asks you to marry them and you say yes, and you decide, you decide that you want to take on their last name, that connection part. And for me, that is like a symbol of some of the sincerest love that you can have. Wait, you want to bear my last name? Oh, yeah. Okay, cool. So when it actually happens and then you don't follow through with doing it, it seems a little disrespectful to me. So I think that that's one of the sexiest things about that piece, and I appreciate you for saying it. Beautiful.
Oh, thank you. I appreciate it. Thank you.
Now, before I get you over to the dance floor, can you? I'm sorry. Yes, J. Rock.
I don't. I slightly disagree with my brother.
That's fine. You're entitled to your opinion. You're entitled to your opinion.
He's going to say, however wrong it may be, because I know my brother.
However wrong it may be.
But I think large extent, in today's times, there are professional women known in some circles that is advantageous for them to keep their last names, that they their main names, professionally speaking.
Yeah, I've heard of that.
So that's not an unusual thing. But on the flip side, for those who may be traditional, whose wives are not in that in that limelight, if you will, or in that envy of professionalism, be it corporate or what have you, then to a degree, you know, it's kind of cool to take your husband's last name because it's also cultural. So I'm with him on one side, but I'm on the opposite side of the spectrum on another. Because if my wife is with my current salary, if my wife is bringing home $3 million and I'm bringing home my salary, I'm like, baby, what your last name is? Yes, you can call me Mr. Snuffleupagus. Because my boo bringing home all that bread. So, but I mean, you know, while I joke, I definitely agree with where he's going, but then I just see the opposite side of that spectrum, depending on relationship and professionalism to whatever degree.
Yeah.
But again, fantastic piece.
Then at least hyphenate your name.
I appreciate it.
Hyphenate it. I'm sorry. Sore subject with me. But let everybody know what you got going on in the Epiphany Radio universe.
Okay. Well, as aforementioned, my diva La Perla Negra and I are in the Erotic Love Zone every Wednesday evening at 9 p.m. And, of course, our topic is not up yet, but, hey, we're ready. We're going to be ready, and y'all going to come and join us and have some fun and some good poetry and some great conversation. All right. So y'all join us.
I'll be there.
All right, gentlemen, y'all have a good night.
You
one
too.
Love, one
and
mic.
No, you don't sound gruff. You keep that voice.
One love, one mic. I'm trying to.
Yeah, that's right. You keep that voice. One love, one mic, girl. You go.
One love, one mic, baby.
On her way to the dance floor. Hoping she can dance a little bit. Ladies and gentlemen, it's VIP. Check her out this coming Wednesday. Are we ready to keep this party going, my brother?
Indeed. Who we got?
Oh, man, we got a Just Jay sighting. What's good with you, bro?
Hey, man, I take offense to that word sighting, man.
Everybody's got offense to something. Welcome to the club. Welcome to the club.
Why should you be any different?
Wait a minute, did you have movies? People in here want ice water. Come on, man. What you got?
Yeah.
Oh, man. You got me dead in the street.
What's good with you, bro?
Man, not a whole lot, man. I've been enjoying the shenanigans, man. Y'all been on one tonight.
That'd be Van.
He's sitting up here. Man, do you know what he's calling me, Just Jay? Do you know what he's calling me?
No.
He's calling me the Killmonger. He's calling me Killmonger, bro. He's calling me Killmonger. Tonight I'm Killmonger.
In his defense, he was defending himself.
Thank you.
Hey man.
Bag,
both sides you want.
Bag like I ain't see it all go there.
He's playing both sides.
He was on the sidelines eating grapes, and he's like, "Nothing good can come from this." Oh no, he's not the White Panther. Oh no, nothing good can come from this.
No,
you got a duck,
man.
And I'm like,
You see what he did, man? You see what he did?
Man.
The White Panther. You see, right? You see.
He
comes from the part where the vibranium changes colors. You know what I mean. You know what I mean. You know what I mean.
Oh, no. Oh, no. Christmas brain.
Wow. Wow. Wow.
I don't know if that's going to fly, bro.
This is just I love.
Vibranium. What? What are we talking about?
Think
of topic, please.
Hey, man, laughter is good for the soul, man. You got to laugh, man. You got to laugh.
Mm-hmm.
Got to laugh. So whose turn is it, Jay? Is it your turn? Is it your turn?
It actually
turn?
Is yours. It,
I don't see nobody
yours,
fighting
sir.
For it. They're fighting to get away from it. That's okay, though.
It's my turn. Okay. No, we're not running away. Run away from you? We dying to hear what you brought tonight. What do you mean?
Oh, come on, man. I'm trying to see what the hell I got, man. I only got the one telephone. This is bullshit.
Hey, bro.
I mean, this is stuff.
Hey, can I ask you? Hey, can I ask you something, man? Can I ask you something?
Yes, sir.
It's just between me and you, right? It's just between me and you, right?
Oh yeah. I mean, how else could we do it?
Between me and you. All right. So check this out.
Yes,
check this out. Small House of Poetry had an event tonight, right?
No, that was Wait a minute. Hey. No. That's Saturday and Sunday.
All right. Because I just got invited to something that happened today at 6 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, Small House of Poetry. So,
me too.
Sorry I missed it, but I was about to say sorry I missed it, but I couldn't attend it if I just got the invite. And it happened already.
Yeah. I know what happened. Yeah, we're going to chop the hands off of somebody, bro. Somebody got to get it.
Yeah. All right. Okay. So, right. Now we back. So,
back
so
to our regular
tonight,
schedule
man,
program.
Back to our regular schedule program. Tonight we're talking about can you write a moving wedding vows piece? So far tonight, man, we have been thoroughly impressed with what has been said so far. These pieces are very moving. And can't wait to hear what you got, bro. So we're going to get out the way and let you go ahead and get on down.
Oh, man. The pressure. Okay. All right. How bountiful is the beauty of the lily? Could awkward words flow evenly enough to draw in her outline or color in her colors, contours, and aroma? How do you express intangibleness? Is it fair to try with the lips? Could Webster's description suffice to see beauty, grace, and integrity, as sterile as his depiction would be? What is lovely? Isn't she? Yes. Like the rain over parched terrain, says the growing grain. Sustenance is purpose and aim. Lily, forgive my shame. Might I know your name? If not, I fear you will forever be ingrained in some aspect of my mental imagery, causing some type of neurological injury. Subject, sensibility, and symmetry. Lily, solidly but artfully and delicately balanced. Cream of the crop. Queen of the pageant, with a desire to be established, I tell you, our roots, our soil, our sweat, our toil. No pastry enters this mouth would be as sweet than me saying, Lily, I am your wheat. Poem.
Okay. Okay, I'm sitting here like, bro, man, really in love right about now. Okay.
Say, Rob, you be on it all the
time. he just using the get down as a platform. He, That's your man, man. That is your man.
Yeah. Hey.
He in love. He ain't trying to say nothing. He in love though. He in love, and he's like, you know,
I got
I walk
a question.
Into the door and I look out for him, Van, he hand me off immediately. That's what I'm talking about.
Baby, do the wings of Icarus fly too close to the sun and melt because they cannot be thus what you are? That's my heart. And I'm like, this motherfucker's in love. No, he can't just say that beautiful shit. He in love.
Hey, by you saying I said that, I'm using that.
Hey. Rock out, bro.
Hey, y'all, J-Rob, cool, just man. You give away verses. All you got to do is talk to us. Yeah, man.
You're right.
That's all.
You're right. But, hey, man, I got a question.
Just
did you ever get the name of the lily? Was by any chance, was her name Penelope?
Penelope the lily. I can't recall if not. That's something that happened
okay.
This off. It was in dissolution.
Okay. All right. Cause I was gonna say if it was Penelope, man, we gonna have to have a little talk backstage. Yeah. Yeah.
See, you got the inbox to clear it up for me.
But when I said something,
I guess it's all in the delivery, J. Rob. I don't know. I took immediate offense when the minute you said, I said what?
It, like I said, in the words of DMX, that's your man.
It's your man.
That's your man.
I tell y'all what, I'm doing something really crazy this Sunday. I will be interviewing David Mott.
Oh, yeah.
All right. Hey, David Mott. Good guy.
Yeah.
Barry White of the poetry world.
This should be interesting.
I don't know what I done got myself into, man.
You really don't.
Have you never tuned into the Get Down? Have you, like, never tuned into the Get Down? Have you never tuned into the Get Down?
Oh, my goodness, man. It's going to be all right, though. We got a whole team to go ahead and surround Dave, and then if we have to go ahead and apply the straight jacket, then we'll go ahead and apply the straight jacket. But no, I think on the real, it's going to be something awesome.
Okay. In other words, all right.
Yeah. Well, make sure you put the invite, put that information in the event page, and we're gonna get you over to the Get Down Dance Floor, man, so you can do what it is you do over there. So we can finish getting to these callers, bro. But make
all
sure,
right, man,
man, Small House of Poetry be rocking out, y'all. Facebook Clubhouse, yeah.
Yeah, Small House, man. We just got our boy in from London, Sage Jallo. We did a feature for dude last Sunday. Dude's incredible. But I appreciate y'all. Y'all stay up. I will see you not this Saturday, man, but next Saturday.
Yes,
looking
sir. That is correct. Next Saturday is the 16th. That's my dad's birthday, but he's not gonna be here. He made arrangements, y'all. But yeah, next Saturday we'll have some, you know what? Next Saturday we might switch it up. I'm feeling Romantic Central Saturdays. What about y'all? Y'all let me know. Y'all want to hear Romantic Central Saturday or let's talk about it? Y'all let me know. All right, my brother. One love, one mic. Stick around and enjoy the rest of the show, okay?
Hey, y'all be easy.
Peace,
ladies and gentlemen, that's Jess Jay on his way to the Get Down Dance Floor. And we're going to move from a Jess Jay, J-Rob, to, we got a Gwen C sighting. Hey, Gwen C.
Uh-oh. Hey. I'm so excited to go after this day. What?
Right.
That was a good piece.
Listen. What's happening, poetess?
Same-o, same-o. And I love that last name line earlier, too.
Thank you.
That was nice. Yes, I did.
You got a good thing. We disrespect me, but yo, we got a good thing going.
Wait,
I know y'all are out of control, colonizer and stuff. I was like, oh my god,
Wait a minute.
Did you just do what I think you just did? Did you just say what I think you just said? Yes.
I know you didn't.
You said.
You see how you treat me, Gwen C? It's your turn, man. It's your turn.
Hey, Gwen C. I'm trying to do this without laughing. But, beloved, me and my raunchy co-host, my brother over there, we're asking poets. Can you write a moving wedding vows piece? Now, I know your poetry pen. I have no idea what you wrote. So I'm going to be surprised. And me and Van are going to move to the left so he don't punch me because he's going to gut check me. And when you do your piece, go ahead and get on down.
Thank you. And I know I'm not allowed to give a disclaimer, but when you message me the event at 3:25 in the afternoon, next thing you know, I'm trying to get done with work early at like 5:30 instead of 6:30. Okay, so it's called a neon chlorine. I know that's odd. Sadness sounds like here I go again. Multitudes of fantasy white snake me into slivers of expressions for you. Your magnificence turns my black inked words silver. You are zinc. Preventing wear or harm, I cover myself in love for you. Healing through your love while you never even asked my name, my arms around you are ion. Our embrace creates a rewind, sparks my being born again, a purity I'm open to you. Use your elements. Paint me in way, allowing me to forever artistically drip on you. Our lovemaking temperature and temperament makes Mercury move closer to sun, nothing about us ordinary. Your rising, my pressure, together we come, exploding into diamonds. If my flesh were flamed, walking toward you would still be the most beautiful path. I lean to you like branches reach to sky. I limb for you. I flourish. Rooted, I root amongst your personal beliefs, seeking to nourish us, script situations. Idealize us onto pages made of copper. Peel back my blue layers to blacken our connection. Love emboldens us. Hands together, I pray. Here I go again. No, here I grow. With you, evolving into my highest self, prophecy, Celestine, you, me, our vibration, making our vanish into each other possible. They can't see us. They call us disappearing act. We be the 80s gone but cherished. Only our love makes capable a whole heightened story beyond raindrops disappear or stars light. Xenon, be us, even if we only flicker or flick our wrist to write. Out of nothing we came, poem. Out of your words, we became stanza I couldn't end, resulting in book of love, poeming J. I decided to love myself after 40 years to allow me to properly love you, dear John. I write this letter to you because through letters and words, unknowingly you pitched me your greatness, verbing me into love. I love you like I love paper. I love your smooth. I mean, I feel about you how I felt about sharp number two pencils glide in middle school. I've always been a paper chaser. Combined with lead, that could lead me to the greatest love poem ever, paperphilia. Thus, excerpts to be taken on future day walking toward you. I'll pick exactly what pieces of this letter to share to vow to you that I'll always be whole for you and share what I hide between lines with only you. Ever feel need to crumble. I may tumble, but won't trip. Rather, pieces of you I'll gather because my heart knows your exact shape, the form God intends for you. I'll help prepare you in his image, put you back together. Ain't that some Libra shit keeping you balanced? I love you. Your voice spoke to me in silence in your first glance. My soul opened like Florida Keys. You wash over me like ocean sea. I see the work in all of you, the very being that is you. These dear Johns been known for separation, but I'm only trying to bond with you. Dear John, kiss me closer. Let me be your last poetic closer. Coral me, remove barriers, chemistry us, let us ignite. Wedding band our hands with scripture, depth and dimension with one soul intention. Our hands together, let us pray. Hey, you gold. I intend to be all things for you, including those I've never known, thus allowing me to best love you. I'll be sulfur, American butterfly, joyfully yellow, but I will bear your dark patches on my wings. I choose to know your heart, your spirit. I will serve as your shadow and streetlight, because I have your back and am also a dope and intelligent woman, perfectly capable of guidance too, smart enough to know nothing compares to you, street enough to know every rose has its thorn, and you will someday pierce me too, but a healing gadget will get us through. I take it slow, but we'll go fast for you, fast with and for you. Submit to you, man of my restored heart. For you, I'll be lithium, mood stabilizing, give you exactly what you need in any moment in the way I touch you, taste you. Never will I minimize your needs. Always will I mitigate your concerns. You create space that I must orbit within. Without you, my place doesn't exist. You are entirety, wholeness, a calm, a still, love of storm. Morning's dew hiding me as I lay comfortably beneath you. Grass, softness. I might feel this need to identify with green, simply with all you. You make everything feel so new. For you, I star. I fall daily. I love you. Dear John, we are perfect blend, abundance. Let's turn this letter to vision board. Let our lust illuminate, be lost in valley of one another. I'll be aluminum, non-toxic, inviting you to enjoy all my flexibility. You be silicon, shiny, dark gray with touches of beautiful blue, metallic all over me. Kiss me, lip free, using only your eyes. Look at me, I see you. I see you. Now and forever, I do. I see the worth, I do. Stop believing we don't match, we can't be. Stop believing a love like ours is questionable. Stop believing fallacy, write me poem. Allow me to die in your arms while reading it. Baby, resurrect me as you remove your Brooklyn jersey from my body. Game time, heartbreak doesn't have chance to score with you. You're the sole person who can kiss my neck, caress my breast, set my palm fire simply by reciting poetry. I like when you rim in and out. When you breathe, my heart rate increases oxygen. Dear John, cry into me, whisper a song, or sing your love of how my body feels on you. You care for my heart and your healing, and notice of my healing too. Through our soul's connection, take parts of me, consume me, love me into helium. Float with me forever and ever and ever. Together we are off the chart periodically. Let's say I do. In peace.
Can I be the best man? That's all right. Just let me be the best man. Just let me be the best man. Can I be the best man?
That's hilarious.
J-Rob, I'll let you go first, bro.
I think You good?
I'm good, bro.
I'm good too, brother. I'm good too. I'm gonna pull it together. Okay, come back. All right. Hey,
you okay to go first, man? You there you go.
Yeah. I'm good. Hey, Quincy, this is actually really dope. You're supposed to recite this, and pause every so often. Look at the audience and be like, I need y'all to pay attention. Go right back into the piece, and in the middle of it, like, I thought I told y'all to pay attention. And then you finish this out, like, every couple of seconds, you just come closer and closer and closer to old boy until, like, you're directly in front of him saying this, and you got your hands cupping his chin, and your other hand got his cheek, and you're saying all this stuff to him, and he's like, oh, she really means this shit. Oh, I'm marrying her for real. And it all comes together, and even the minister is like, oh, yeah, you're married. You're married. Oh, yeah, you're married now. She put her hands on your face. You're married now, bro. No two ways about it. Y'all are married. I like this. I like this a whole lot. And it's very moving, and I dig this about it.
Thanks.
Meadows, what say you, sir?
Quincy, first of all, let me first say that I am a huge fan of your work. If I have not ever told you, if I've never said it, let me tell you I'm a huge fan of your work. And this piece
Thank
is
you,
like
man.
This. Where you become, it's my pleasure, where you become so transparent and you get so married to the piece that you put your heart and your soul into it and you go all out. And we're so used to you operating in a certain vein with your pieces. And when we see you step outside of what you normally do, man, it is one of the most beautifulest things to hear. Because it shows that you are spreading yourself in this piece. Very dynamic.
Thank you.
Would you say that she has limitless range, poetically speaking?
Absolutely.
That's where I'm going. So you know your nickname is Limitless right now, right?
I'll put that in the poem next. Thank you.
That's what we're rocking with. Your nickname is Limitless. Van's nickname is Half Man, Half Amazing. I'm J-Rob. You're Limitless.
J-Rob, the dynamic wonder. Don't let him fool y'all.
That don't even sound right. If it ain't the Chocolate Boy wonder, it don't even sound right.
Nah, because you're not a boy, man. You're a man, bro. Ain't no boy.
But it sounds sexy, though.
Nah. Women don't want no boys. They want a man.
They look at you, and you got that salt and pepper thing, and they're like, you still saying boy wonder, right? You're like, yes, because I'm a kid at heart. Until you get stuff.
I feel you, bro.
Then I turn into He-Man. And the rules change.
Quincy,
but I digress.
Thank you so much, darling, for coming through and giving us this piece of art. So, yes,
you
can write a wedding vow piece. Indeed. One love, one mic. Get over there on that get down dance floor, honey.
One love, one mic.
One
Ladies
love, one mic.
That was Gwen C. Wow. Hey, man, why you gotta be hitting below the belt, Jay? Why you gotta be hitting below the belt?
I ain't say nothing.
You ain't say nothing, but you posted it. You posted it. Bro,
what did
I'm
I post?
I'm scrolling through the event page, and you got
I'm
a
posting
song
songs.
There. You got a song on there, man, from my first marriage, man. Song.
My bad.
Now you hitting below the belt. Okay.
I wasn't going there. I was.
It's cool.
I think Chrisette Michelle is a dope singer.
It's not that one. It's the Jesse Powell you want. It's that one. Oh, it's that one.
I was hoping you didn't see
but
that.
It's cool.
I was just hoping you didn't see that.
It's cool. We're going to keep the party going, y'all. We're going to keep the party going. Hopefully, y'all are having a great time. This is the Get Down on Epiphany Radio, the For Real Entertainment Network. Tonight, I'm your host, Van Meadows, along with my brother, J-Rob, the wise son. I will give you the dial-in number, except we in overtime, y'all. And if you was listening online, guess what? Too bad. They got kicked off. I mean, you know, we tell you all the time, call in before 11 o'clock. Don't be inboxing me back channel telling me what happened. I can't hear the rest of the show. Well, we
tell
y'all to call in.
It got cut off, Van. It got cut off. What happened?
But we're going to keep this party going. Next up on the mic,
come
man,
on,
is our good brother, Blaze. What's good with you, Blaze?
What's happening with you, fellas?
What's happening? What's happening?
Man.
What's happening, King?
Bro?
Boy, I had to pull a rabbit out the hat during this one because I wasn't even ready for. I saw it. My mind has been traveling everywhere, and I did not even get a chance to write this piece until minutes ago. Matter of fact, I just finished, and I have no idea what. I'm going to be just amazed as you guys once you hear it.
Hey,
J-Rob, I thank you for, I don't know, something you did during the time I told you I'll just go ahead and come back next week. It's something that you thought that you prayed or something that made me come at this the way I did in order to finish it. I don't know what you did on your end. But you did something, and I don't know what it was, which made start and finish this piece.
Well, I'm glad God touched you and touched your pen, because now we're about to listen to some magic. Van, you want to usher our brother in?
Van Meadows, bro. How you doing, sir? I'm sorry. I didn't get a chance to speak to you. My apologies.
Blaze, you know what's all good with me, bro. You know how we go down. So I don't even worry about that, you know. But
brother's family.
Brother. Hey, man, hold up. You ain't called me either, man. I've been waiting for your call, man. You ain't called me, bro.
I need to step up on my game. I definitely will be calling you. We all three still need to work on a piece together. We spoke about that a while back.
Yes,
but
please and thank you. We talked about that when it was cold outside.
We most definitely do.
Yeah.
And that was last year sometime, but we most definitely do.
Yeah.
No question.
Yeah.
But I'll be looking forward to your call sometime tomorrow afternoon. And if you don't call me this time, then I'll just call you.
Probably no, we're not going to go there. I'm not trying to get spazzed on, so I definitely will be calling you tomorrow afternoon.
All right, my brother, I appreciate it. Appreciate it. Hey, but listen, man, we're talking about writing, moving wedding vows pieces, bro. So if you're ready. You locked and loaded. We're going to get out the way, man, and we're going to let you go ahead and get on down.
All right. Baby, you are the dream that I never thought that I was allowed to have. You are reality come true. I look to the horizons in heaven at this angelic creature in which the Creator, God, allowed me to witness, giving me you as my goddess. I uplift you and honor you as my forever blessing. You are beyond special to the very point I want to physically pay for every bill. And I want my heart to take on every spill. Matter of fact, I want to be succumbed by you so much so to the point that I'm addicted to you as a drug. So that means swallowing you as my every pill. Please allow me to bow to your presence, cleanse, oil, and massage the extremities at the bottom of your body. And once they've taken on the role of the most honored tangible object ever created in my eyes, may I kiss them? May I complete a stroking texture, caressing your thighs once I'm through with the laying of my hands on your feet? May I have your hand to lay my lips upon, and shortly thereafter, may I call you Imperial Majesty. Right before I place this most adorned jewel sitting on top of this circular object that I place and position on your finger, right before I ask for your hand in marriage, would you like to become my gift in this present point in my life as a present, as I present you a present, my wife? Now, this is what I call my movie wedding vow. Yes, this is what I call my movie wedding vow. Ladies, in peace.
Yo. Wow. I wasn't expecting this from your pen, bro. You started off in one vein, and then you closed that vein and opened it up in a new vein, all while still keeping the same form and cadence. And I'm used to you being aggressive in your pieces, but you wasn't like that. You was real mellow, real even tone. And that's what made it. That's what made it so different, man. It's so good, J-Rob.
I agree. The change in cadence and the split direction of this piece is what gives it wings, and what makes it sail. And I like how you gave this a little bit of oomph, but you kept it really cool. This is that joint that says, "I really need you to listen to what I'm about to tell you, and then we can talk from there." I like this piece a lot because of that.
Yeah.
I like this piece a whole lot because of that. Salute.
God, thank you, man. God, thank you. I didn't know I had it in me myself. That's why I said we were all going to be amazed, because just the texture of this piece for me, the way in which it was delivered, the tone of voice I delivered it in, and this is after I had only practiced it once before I got on here to perform it. I'm looking at this female as I'm talking this piece out. So all the words came from this person that I don't know, I kind of see, but I couldn't come at it forcefully, because you don't want to scare the female away that you're talking to. And so I had to, like, really hold my tone and talk real mellow so that she could honestly hear my heart talking to her.
I can dig that. And I like what you did with this. I dig that a lot. So, yeah, you're damn right. We all were surprised with this. But when the spirit moves you, bro, you can create magic with that pen. Unexpected magic, as this showing up is. I like that. You're a talent, bro. Don't sleep. You're a bona fide talent.
Thank you. Thank you so much, man. I'm speechless. Like I honestly don't know what to say right now.
Hey, the truth is the truth.
Yes, sir.
Truth is the truth.
I'm not going to take up no more time. I thank you guys for having me tonight. And again, J-Rob, I thank you for whatever it was that you did, or whatever happened.
You already know, bro. We got you. Always.
Absolutely, brother.
My brother Meadows, I got you tomorrow afternoon, man.
Absolutely, bro. Absolutely. Because my soul won't rest on something. And we got to talk about it, bro. Okay. We got to talk about it. Right?
Got you. Okay. Yep.
But we're going to get you over to the Get Down Dance Floor, bro. Once you stick around, enjoy the rest of the show, man. Get out there and dance a little bit, man. Have yourself a good time out there, man. There's plenty of people out there. They're grooving. I know we got the wedding music playing, but listen, just get out there and have yourself a good time.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Thank you.
All right. One love, one mic, brother.
Yes, sir.
Ladies and gentlemen, that's our good brother, Blaze. Killing it tonight, man. These poets coming through tonight, man. Saying something, bro.
Bro, they not playing, and this is a real testament to that. So, no argument
Absolutely.
There.
All right, we ready for this next poet to grace the mic tonight?
I'm so ready. Who do we have?
Area code 214. Welcome to the Get Down. Who do we have on the mic tonight?
Hey, man, can y'all hear me?
Yes, sir.
Yes,
we
sir.
Can hear you.
Hey, I know I don't grace this mic very often, but, man, this is Jay Walker, supervillain.
Oh, man. Hey, man.
That's my man.
Hey, man. Listen.
What it do, man.
Jay Walk, my brother. You put out some poetry in the atmosphere earlier this week, and I was hoping.
Man.
Do and bless the mic tonight because you said something to me in the comments. You said you got to remind us and bring people back to love. And I was hoping that you got on here tonight, bro.
You know, I mean, y'all see what goes on behind the scenes. And, you know, a lot of that stuff, it's weird. I have so many words in my head sometimes, so a lot of that stuff I just, you know, I spit. It's the dump all that crap out of my head to get to the love piece. That's my genre. That's what I want to write about. That's what I want to talk about. So all that crap talking I do, that's just to clear my head from what I really want to say.
Mm-hmm. I feel you, bro.
So, I definitely get you for that.
So that's, you know, like I said, you guys see a lot. You guys see a lot that a lot of people don't see. So I dump. That's just me dumping and clearing my head. Hey, man, what God took from me, he gave to you. The things I lack, he instilled in you. You are the missing piece, the narrator of my dream, as he laid me down to sleep. You are whispering softly in my ear. Your words hold me when I need to be held. They inspire, encourage, and uplift me and compel me. When I was at my lowest point, you are my hero in more ways than one. When I feel lost and defeated, you told the devil that he was a liar and defeat was deleted. You are my strength. You are my weakness. Yet, you are my weakness. You are my strength when I'm at my weakest, but yet you are my weakness. We learn together. We know together. We laugh together. We joke together. We grow together. We glow together. One mind, one heart, one soul, one love. See, what God took from me, he gave it to you. But then he turned around and gave you to me. And I praise him for that. Thank you, God, for giving me my real back. That's my piece.
Yo.
I can't front. Hey, I gotta mirror that.
Go ahead, bro.
I gotta mirror
Go
that.
Ahead, bro.
Yeah.
Bro.
Yeah.
Man, listen. The whole piece was like a conversation. you and God about this woman. And your clothes, thanking God for giving you back your rib?
That part right there.
That set it all for me with this piece, bro. Man, you're a dynamite poet, man. And we see more than others see because we see your process. And, brother, I'm glad you came through and spit this right here for us tonight. Dynamic, just dynamic, bro. Why, son?
Hey, man, like I said, man, I definitely appreciate the platform that you guys just give poets, period, man. It's amazing, man. I mean, you know, when you think that this is a dying art, when you think this is a lost art, man, you guys actually, you guys are life support for this art. And like I said, I appreciate it.
Nah, man, we appreciate you more than you know, more than you know. Why, son, go ahead, bro.
Bro, it goes without saying how big of a fan I am of your work. But when you bless us with the instrument that is your voice, and you compliment it with a piece like this, it gives us reasons as to say why we continue to do this show. Because while to some poetry is a lost art, it's only lost art to a lot of folks because they're not accustomed to hearing what we just heard. And that's a poet give it to us from the heart. And the person who appreciates the true thrill of what poetry does when someone puts pen to paper and creates, you're a gift, a straight out bona fide gift. And thank you for sharing that of which God blessed you with us on the Get Down.
Hey, man,
I enjoyed this
piece
that much, man.
Hey, like I said, man, I appreciate it, man. And that piece is actually written for my wife. We've been through the storm, but you know what? You know God is still that super glue. You know,
yes, sir.
And,
we never lie.
You know, no matter what. You know, we go through it. We don't go through it laying down. We stand in the face of that storm, man, and we look down the barrel of that gun, man, and we just say, bring it on. But I know, you know, like I said, if she was to leave, my side would hurt. That's a part of me.
Yeah.
So
yeah,
you know, when I write these pieces, and I tell her all the time, this is for you. I don't write this for, you know, the world. I just share it for the world. But when I write about love, I'm writing about you. You know, it's not a that's real life. That's not a story. That's not a that's not make believe. That's real life.
Very true. Very, very true.
Like I say, man, I don't y'all see a lot. y'all my brothers, man. Y'all see a lot. Y'all see a lot of stuff behind the scenes, man. And I know y'all, I know sometimes he'll be like, man, what is this brother talking about?
Bro, you family.
Nah, man,
it ain't never about what you're talking about. You
never
family.
About to talk about. It's about get it out, bro. Release.
I know. You know, but
this.
You
know more than a lot of people with it. This is a safe space, bro. So it ain't ever going to be like that with us.
For sure. Like I say, man, I talk a lot of trash, man, you know, behind the scenes, you know, where we dwell, you know, our playground just to get some words out, man, you know.
Right.
I said, every platform, man, serves its purpose. A lot of that stuff, man, is that's what it's for. It's for that purpose it's a playground, you know what I mean? It's practice, man. These words, man, we have to practice these words, man. We have to practice our vocal cords, man. We have to do these things in order to, when it's time for Friday Night Light, Monday Night Football, or whatever we want to call this, you know, when it's game time,
ready.
You know, we practicing all week for game time. This is game time right here. So
you got
you know,
it, brother.
The stuff
without question.
The stuff I put out
And it was crazy because I was like, and I saw the topic, and I was like, oh, I got to get on this, man. I think they called me. You know what I mean? That was one of my, like, oh yeah, yeah, they called me. You know, I'm gonna sit in the queue. I'm gonna wait on hold for this right here. This one is we need to get these words out, man. And we, like I told you, Ben, earlier today, man, we got to get back to love, man. That's what we missing. That's what,
yes, sir.
You know, I appreciate you, J. Rod, man. You always pop in my box, man, and tell me you're thinking about me, you're praying for me, man, and that's love. And, you know, that's the peace, you know, like I said, when I say you my brother, man, you guys are my brother for real, because a lot of people don't, you know, that's the stuff that you don't, put in the atmosphere. That's genuine right there. You didn't go on the page to tell me you're praying about me. You didn't go for that recognition. You told me that personally. I took that personal.
Yeah, and I meant every word of it. When I hit you up and I made a promise to you when you and I spoke a while back, I was like, I hope you don't mind if I check up on you, and I hope you don't mind if I include you in my prayer circle when we do our thing. So
hey, man,
I want to make sure I kept my word to you, bro.
You know, and I'm going to say this, because we don't say it to each other enough. And the world tell us that we ain't supposed to say it. So I'm going to tell you they lying. Because you two brothers, I love you brothers, man, from the bottom of my heart, man, for sure.
Absolutely. We love you, too.
We love you right back. Trust and believe.
Without question.
You know, and that's real, man. And that's, I'm still leaning on y'all a little bit. I know J-Rod's still holding on that, but I got a piece that I'm telling you. I'm leaning on y'all. Hey, Rod, I'm holding you to it. So I know you be busy. You're going to get unbusy for this one. I'm definitely going to lean on you on this one.
That's all right. What we waiting on?
That's all right.
I got that. And you know what? And it's just sitting. Because you know the funny thing about that? I brought that to you, Rod. And you know I write all the time. I didn't write to it yet. Because it ain't time. But when it's time, we're gonna get down on that.
Ooh.
Yes, sir.
Yeah,
we're gonna get down to it.
It's gonna be like getting to moving some furniture in that piece. Trust.
Hey, that one, just that concept alone, that piece right there, man, that's a game changer, man. That's gonna we're gonna write history on that one, and that's the reason it ain't moved forward yet, because it ain't time.
It ain't time.
It's
coming.
One word to it. I ain't wrote one word to it, and I've been having the concept for months, but it ain't time.
When it is, we'll make it happen.
That's right.
For sure, man. Hey, man, y'all finish getting down with the show, man, you know. And I'm at work. I put that on pause, man, just to get down with y'all, brother.
Love you for that, man.
That's love, man. That's love. We appreciate you for that, man, without question, man.
But even if I don't pop on, man, I'm listening. I'm watching. I see the way you guys move, man. And, like I said, man, that's why I'm happy to call y'all brothers, man. Y'all are good, upstanding guys, man. And, you know, it's a lot of darkness in this world, man. But you brothers are definitely got a light, man, that this world has to have.
Appreciate you,
Thank
brother.
You, bro. That really means a lot to me. And I know
Absolutely.
It means a lot to Van.
Yes, sir.
So, but,
Thank you.
You know, I done made it mushy enough, man. You know, one mic, one love, all that. One mic, one love, baby. That mic got a long cord. That's what we're going to call it, you know?
Right on.
There you go.
All right, baby. Y'all be easy.
All right, bro.
Be good, bro.
Man. Ladies and gentlemen, that's our brother J-Walk Beast Mode family, bro. Man. Wow.
Yeah.
Hey, man, I can't think of Yes, sir. I can't think of a fitting way to close out the show than what that brother just did, man. And, man, this has been – hey, man, this one of them nights, man, where I don't want the poetry to end. You know, and my brother Timothy, man, he would be like, yeah, yo, when you finish the show, man, come on over, man. We got poetry, man. We just go get it in, and we get off the show, man, and we be on for another 3-4 more hours getting it in. But duty calls, man. So, last words, man. We're going to start with our brother, as always, J-Rob, the wise son.
First and foremost, Van, let it not be said, bro. I love you, bro. From the bottom of my heart, man, you know how family is. Family ain't always blood. You dig? But I love you, man. And hearing how Jay gave it to us pretty much put the nail in the coffin with exactly how you and I do what we do. You listen to, you know, La Perla Negra give a piece, and she touched somebody who was listening. When she said she didn't even have a piece, but she touched somebody. And then you heard all the other dope stuff that came through this evening. We're touching people, man. We got friendships in and out of the poetry community when people take a listen to what's going on. And all they did was take a listen. And they didn't see it to be robbery to spend some time with us and got some of this. They got fed when they came here, man. And we do a, to God be the glory and knock on wood, we do something special when we touch people with what we do, poetically speaking. And I wouldn't have it any other way with any other person besides you, bro. Because if I can't have you rocking with me on a Thursday night, Friday Eve, it's just another show. And I'd just rather wait until my brother's present so we can make it happen. Man, salute to you. Salute to your pen. Salute to your gift. Without you, man, it ain't to get down. It's just two cats having a conversation. Love you, boy.
Love you too, bro. And, man, I'm looking forward to locking arms, embracing my brother this coming Saturday in Philly. I'm excited. I cannot wait. Because we do this here to get down, man, so that we can make sure that we are delivering quality content to the callers, to the poets. But tonight, this get down is just amazing. Just amazing. And the topic, when me and J-Rob talk, and we talk about these kinds of topics, we have no idea how they're going to come off. No idea. But what we do know is we got exactly what happened tonight and how you guys came through and just delivered it. And J-Rob, this would not have happened without you and that gift of creativity within you as well. Because not only are you a poet, my brother, but you are also an Epiphany Radio host. And often we kind of forget that. And these creative ideas that you and I come up with, hey, man, listen. We produce some of the most dynamic shows, and I wouldn't be able to do it without you. So thank you for rocking out with me. We're going on, what, 3 years now, y'all? 4 years, I think, almost.
Yeah.
Thank you, my brother.
Indeed.
Now to the get down callers, listeners, faithful, the other hosts. Thank y'all for making this night extraordinary. Your poetry, the gift of you being here with us. That's a gift that we do not take lightly. And you are amazing. So we thank you. Without you, there is no Epiphany Radio. We wouldn't even be here. Well, let me take that back. We'd be here, but it would just be me and J-Rob just doing podcast talk. And while he and I could do it for, you know. But we'd rather do it with you. So for that, we say thank you. Then when you hear an Epiphany Radio, you're heard around the globe via various apps, Spreaker, Spotify, Blog Talk, iHeartRadio, iTunes Radio, Google Play, CastBox. Man, just pick wherever you want to be heard. Tomorrow night, let me give you the rundown really quick. Tomorrow night, there will not be a show. And the reason that there won't be a show is because we'll all be in Philly. You know, so Anonymity will also be in Philly. Mojave's already there. Danielle is there. For Real, the Poet's already there. The Epiphany Radio family is going to be there in full force to rock out with Mojave and his team, the Erotica Slam weekend. And more importantly, we're going to enjoy the fellowship of Epiphany Radio. And tune in Saturday night for Poetic Therapy with Rob Poetry Morrow. Sunday night's going to be the Inspiration Factory with Paul Sampson, a.k.a. Divine Inspiration, and yours truly, Poetic. Monday night's going to be King and Queen's Quarters with Queen Simmons and King Atterbury. And guess what? Queen Simmons is already there as well. So, Tuesday night will be War Council with your host, Mojave. Wednesday night, the Erotic Love Zone is VIP and La Pearl La Negra. And then Thursday night, it will be me, along with Mr. DSP, the Dark Knight himself, J. Rob the Wise Son, as we do another installment of The Get Down. So, I don't know about you, but I'm looking forward to it.
Let's go get it. Let's go have some fun with it. I can't wait till next Thursday. When they see the flyer for next Thursday, they're going to be like, these guys are just jumping off the ladder. They're just jumping off the ladder. I can't wait.
It makes two of us, bro.
Let's have fun. Let's make history.
Let's get it.
That's all I say. Let's have fun. All right, let's
y'all. Now me and J-Rob are coming out to the Get Down dance floor so that we can do some steps and mother dragons. We on our way, baby. We on our way. Hey, but we'll see y'all not tomorrow night, but Saturday night. One love, one mic. Remember to take your socks off, baby. Peace.
Peace.